Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shiur, we presented a slew of kashas on the sugya of Kibud Av versus Kibud Rabbi. Now we're continuing, again, based on the Torah of Rabbeinu Zitzal. The Mishnah above Metziah that we discussed in the previous shiur, 31a, 33a, says the reason you're makdim Rabbi La'aviv is because your Rebbe brings you to Olam Haba, and your father only gives you Olam Hazeh. So you prefer your Rebbe who brings it to Olam Haba, then your father only brings it to Olam Hazeh. With the Mishnah Krisus 28a, it says, V'chein b'talmud Torah m'zocha ben lufnei harav. Harav koidem es ha'ov. V'nei shuv ov yuchayav m'choid rabbi. With regard to Torah study, if the son was privileged to acquire most of his Torah knowledge from his Rebbe, the Rav precedes the father due to the fact that both he and the father are chayiv in the covet of his Rebbe. So it says this in the Mishnah after it tells us that the father precedes the mother. And it's not because the Torah mentions the father first. Sometimes the father's first, Yeshiva Meviv Tirol, Kabbalah Sibicha Besimecha. Sometimes the father, sometimes the mother. The father comes first because both he and the mother are chayim in the covenant of the father. It says, "Rebartanura, Rebadi mebartanura, koydim esav kagoyin lahashiv aveda v'liftos mebeis hashevi, v'lichyos v'lifroik." That who comes first? The Rabbi comes before the father to return his Aveda, to redeem him from the Beis HaShevi, save his life. So we see that if not for the fact that your father and your, if not for the fact that your father and your Rabbi, that you and your father are chayiv and your Rebbe's covered, then your father would come first. But since you and your father are chayiv and your Rebbe's covered, your Rebbe comes first. Chared is tamua. We don't see that in the Mishnah above Metziah. Mishnah above Metziah, we see your Rebbe comes first because he's preferable to your father. So we don't need to come on to the reason of because he and your, you and your father are chayiv in the covered of the Rebbe. Chal, your father against the Rebbe comes first. The Rebbe gives you Olam Haba. Tzatsheni, we see in the Mishnah of Metziah that the reason your Rebbe comes first is because the Rebbe brought you to Olam Haba and your father only Olam has it. Otherwise, the father would come first. We see now like that increases, the Rebbe comes first because the father and you are both chayiv and the Rebbe's covered. It's a mod nizach. We give two different reasons. Which one is it? It's a mashma, if not for each reason, then the father would be first. Which is the correct reason? Why do we need both? V'yoser tzarech iyun b'zeh. V'yis yosef reish men beiz v'z meramiz lenyin zeh. It's not only shinui taimu, it's a stira b'din. And that's lenyin oviv shakul kiraboy. Shenokara b'yis yosef sham shalagabi periko raboy odif. If your father is equal to your Rebbe in his Chachma, the Beis Yosef says that the Rebbe comes first when it comes to unloading his donkey, when it comes to Prika. Even if your father is Shakal the Rabbi. So this stems nicely with the reason of the Mishnah above Metziah. Why? Because your Rebbe's going to come first. Because so if your Rebbe brings you to Olam Haba. And not your father who's Shakul Karaba. But according to the Mishnah in Krisus, V'chaygav ne'enav yivchayv v'kavad rabba. Kevin sheshakul ulo. V'mizel aviv koidem. In such a case, your father isn't chayv in the cover of your Rebbe because he's equal to your Rebbe. and therefore your father should come first. V'imken, yotzei din, shone me'a mishnah b'krisis, the mavur b'mishnah b'bav metziah. Comes out according to bav metziah, that if your father is equal to your Rebbe in learning, you go with dad, and you go with the Rebbe. And in krisis, you go with dad. So how does that shtim? V'yoyser yikshishar at the time of mishnah b'krisis. Another kasha is that according to the mishnah in krisis, it emerges shekishen aviv shakul karaboy, when your father is not on the same level as your Rebbe, comes out according to the Mishnah in Krisus, that when your father is not on the same level as your Rebbe comes first. Because both you and your father are chayiv, the Rebbe's covet. According to the Mishnah above Metziah, we see by pidgin that even if they're not equal, your father comes first. Even though you and your father are chayiv in his kavod, that's against the Mishnah in Krisus. Because the Mishnah above Metziah says, "Haya aviv v'rabo beis hashavi, poides rabo v'achach poides aviv." First, you're poid to the Rebbe. But if your father was a chacham, then the father comes first. Aye, what about the fact that you and your father are chayiv in the Rebbe's kavod? Doesn't say your father is equal to your Rebbe. Is your father's a chacham. So, since you and your father are chayiv in the kavod of the Rebbe, the fifth Mishnah increases, then the Rebbe should come first, but according to the Mishnah Bava Metziah, your father comes first. Talking the Rishon Letzion, he's omen on this. That's why the Rambam in his Parash HaMishnah increases, he added that if your father is a Talmud Chacham, then your father comes first. Mishum shelokein yotzei lepashtus hamavuros mishnah krisis. It's not pashtus hamishnah. Pashtus hamishnah is the Rebbe comes first, even if your father is a talmid chacham. But this is tzarichiyun, because since there's a reason, v'tov avicha, you and your father are chayiv in the kavod of your Rebbe. For this reason, your Rebbe is preferable than your father. So how do we say now like this in the Mishnah above Metziah? In the Mishnah above Metziah, according to the Mishnah above Metziah, if your father is a Chacham, then he comes first. But Pashtus in the Mishnah increases, if your father is a Talmud Chacham, the Rebbe comes first. Because both of you and your father are chayiv in the Rebbe's kavod. So the Mishnah increases now like the Mishnah above Metziah. And the Rambam also seems to go against the Mishnah increases. Because the Mishnah increases says that if your father is a chacham, I mean it says that if your Rebbe versus father, so the Rebbe comes first. Because both you and your father are chayiv in the kavod of the Rebbe. The Rambam says, no, but that doesn't apply if your father is a Chacham. It's Neged Pashtus HaMishnah. So it stems with Bava Metziah, but it doesn't work with the Mishnah increases itself. As Nara Leva'er Kach, Shanach Lamadnu B'Mesechet Horiyot, B'Daf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph, Ha'ish Kodim La'isha, והחיות ולהשיב אבידה. והאישה קודמת לאיש לכסות ולהוציא מבית השביה. It says that a man precedes a woman, save his life, to return his lost object. A woman precedes a man for clothing and to redeem her from captivity. It would appear that it's not stam din kadima, but rather it's mikuf mitzvah shavas aveda. Just like Isha Kodemis Leish Leksus, woman precedes man for clothing and to redeem her. It's because she needs clothing more than man. A woman needs to cover herself up more than a man does. And in captivity, she's in danger of being violated, so it's necessary to, more necessary to redeem her than it is the man, who's much, much less likely to be violated. And therefore, there's more of a chi of pigeon shvuyim by her than by the man, and more of a chi of gemilus chesed by her than by the man. So the same would apply to Hashavat Aveda. By Hashavat Aveda, Shabbos Aveda, a man is more chiyuv than a woman, therefore the man comes first. Between Hashavas Aveda, and the gather is, based on what the Rambam writes in the Perush Mishnah, is Peah 1:1, that there are mitzvahs that come because they're beneficiary, they benefit Bnei Adam Zeim Zeh. Like all the mitzvahs ben on lachavero, and he brings from Shabbos. He'll teach me a whole Torah on regal achas. What's hateful unto you, don't do to your friend. So maybe the more choshev a person is, the more of an adam choshev a person is, the more of a mitzvah it is to do a mitzvah whose obligation stems from the adam shiba, and therefore he precedes somebody who's less than him. Because he's mechayiv to do for him more than the other guy. In other words, there are certain mitzvahs that you're chayiv to do, like Ben Lachavero, mitzvah ha'adam shiba, because the mitzvahs benefit the toelas b'nei adam, the benefit of man. So the more of a man, the higher level of a human being somebody is, the more one is obligated towards that person. When we're dealing with Avedas of Avedas Aviv, your Aveda comes first. But Avedas of Avedas Rabbi, what does it say in the Mishnah? It says, Avedasa v'Avedas Aviv, Avedasa Kodemis, your Aveda comes first. Avedasa v'Avedas Rabo, Shelo Kodem. It's a different Lashon, Lashon of Shelo Kodem. Doesn't say Avedasa Kodemis. Mishnah. Not only that, it's a great deal. Not only that, but the Mefarshim, Chroinim, which are cited in the Green Monster, the Otzer Mefarshia Talmud, monster in the most beautiful sense, that Amidaik B'divrei Rashi in the Gemara over there, Dibra Maslam Menani Mili, the Kashi the Gemara Menani Mili, and they bring from the Pasuk of Ephes Kleicha Be'evyoin, Shelcha Kodim L'chol Adam, the Kashi is Al Avedasa Avedas Rabbi, and not an Avedasa Avedas Aviv. Kash is on your Aveda and the Aveda of your Rebbe. It says, Menani Mili, how do we know? And the Gemara says, because you're not supposed to be poor. So your Aveda comes first. So the Kasha was your Aveda versus your Rebbe's Aveda, not your Aveda versus your father's Aveda. That's what the Achronim are Medayik and Rashi. And Menan and Dibra Maslam, Menani Mili. The Kashi of the Gemara is on your Aveda versus your Rebbe's Aveda, not your Aveda versus your father's Aveda. And we have to understand Tamadover. So why does the Gemara ask Menani Mili, Gamal Avedas of Avedas Rabbi, Avedas Aviv? Why does it only ask Avedas of Avedas Rabbi? Based on what we said, Zemavuar Etev, Echa Mevinim Etsuyan, Lama. Shenera, Sheva Avedat Aviv, שאינו תלמיד חכם, הרי מצד האבידה אין עדיפות לאבידת אביו al avedato. When you talk about avedas aviv, and your father is not a Talmud Chacham, so mitzad the aveda, there's no adifus of avedas aviv over your aveda. And a father has to return his son's aveda, just like a son has to return a father's aveda. They both have to return each other's lost objects. And it's Pashat Misvore, She'en lo lahashiv avedat aviv, v'makom avedato, she'hi shava l'avedat aviv, b'dinei hashevat aveda, she'kshem shu chayav l'avedat aviv, k'mo k'en chayav aviv b'avedato. Lo m'van shel chiyuv mamash ve'lo ra'at aveda, m'van shel etzem ha'enyan aveda, she'utla b'nei adam k'la b'nei Yisrael g'zeh k'la b'zeh. V'lami adif aviv m'nei. Zat omeret, it's Pashat Misvore, you don't have to bring back your father's aveda. When you have your aveda is equal to your father's aveda. Because just like your father, your chayv and your father's aveda, your father's chayv and your aveda. So, the Jewish people have obligations to return avedas. So a father's obligation for a son's aveda for a father's aveda is no greater than father's obligation. Son's aveda are equal. So if you see your aveda and your father's aveda, return yours. Your father would have to return yours. Does it ever push it? Why should your father's come before you? That's what it means. Avedasa kodemis. Between aveda, that's the lashon of the Mishnah. Avedasa avedas aviv avedasa kodemis. The Medina Aveda and Adifus La'aviv. As far as the Aveda is concerned, your father's there's no Adifus, there's no preference to your father's Aveda. And Memela, your Aveda comes first. Right, it says, Avedas, 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 Kodemis, Medin Aveda, there's no Adifus for your father than over you. But then we get to your Rebbe's Aveda. Your Rebbe's a bigger Chacham than you are. So Medini Ashavas Aveda, there's more of a Machayev. Ashavas Aveda, Sarabu, Me Avedasa. It's like we said before. That there are mitzvahs that are coming, the Tuelis ben Adam Zeim Zeh. All mitzvah ben Adam Lachaber are included in this gather. And Memela, somebody whose Adam is more chashub, you have to do those mitzvahs that are mandated by his being an Adam. So Memela, when it's your Rebbe's Aveda, your Aveda, your Rebbe's going to come first because Mitzad Adam Shabo, he comes first. And that's why the Gemara asks, Menani Mili, Midine Aveda, Avedas Rabbo Kodemis. Because this is a mitzvah between people. And since he's a bigger person than you are, and the mitzvah is mandated by her being an Adam, the more of an Adam you are, the first, the more you have preference. So your Rebbe has preference over you, is a bigger Chacham. It's Gemara Tzmechi Teis that you come first, and on that we bring the Pasuk. Efes Kilei B'cha Evyon, Shudin Miyuchat Shelo Lahafsid Mam B'Shvil HaAveda. So that means you're not supposed to lose money for a Shabbos Aveda. And that's why it says by Avedas Rabbi, Shelo Kodem. What does it mean, Shelo Kodem? Now we tell Avedasa. We tell the Shalom v'hefsid mamon d'day. Who the kadim l'rabbi? V'asa shapir heitev diu kamishna v'divrei rashi muiridik. Then when it comes to Avedasa, Avedasa, we say Avedasa, Avedas aviv, Avedasa kodemis. So your Avedas first is Medin Aveda. Because Medin Aveda, why should your father come before you? Are we just like you have to return his lost object, he has to return yours? He's not more of an Adam than you are. So you can take yours first. We know that Misvar. We don't have to ask Minanim. When it comes to Rabbi, your Rebbe should come first. Why? Because he's more of an Adam. He's a bigger Chacham. And Mamele, you're Meshibah to him, you're Mechuyiv to him. Because this is a mitzvah for Toelis B'nai Adam, and he's more of a Ben Adam. Because he's a greater Chacham. Mamele, you should return his Aveda first. So for the Gemara asks, Ma Pitam that you return, you take your Aveda, and you don't return his Aveda, Menane Mili. And to that, the Gemara answers, tell you, and the Gemara brings a pasuk, because you don't have to be pure, poor. To be mitzvahs, you're not supposed to become poor. So therefore, it says in the Mishnah, by Avedasa, Avedasa comes in Aveda, your Aveda is first. But Avedasa, Avedasa, this rabbi, doesn't say Avedasa Kadams, because Medina Aveda, your Rebbe is first. Why are you first? Mitzat Shelo, because it's you, it's for you, it's your Hefsid Mama. You don't have to lose money for this. And therefore it says in the Mishnah, Shelo Kodem. So, Mirtz Hashem, we are going to continue with this Mahalach in the next year. Tefasta, Merubah Lo Tefasta. We have a lot of incredible stuff to learn. So please stick with me, and I thank you so much for listening. B'nei Neder, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.